material world.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fallout from the landmark decision in Alabama, where the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. ABC's Perry Russum is in Washington.
Two bills are now being introduced in the Alabama State House, one that would protect in vitro fertilization and another that would put the court's ruling on hold. The list of clinics postponing treatment for IVF continues to grow, affecting patients like Tori Beasley, who is working to have her second child through IVF.
How does someone else get to dictate what I say, what I want for my family?
Elation at NASA as there is an active presence back on the surface of the moon after a 50-year absence. The privately owned lander, known as Odysseus, Odie is his nickname, could start transmitting images back as soon as today. The White House today is set to announce tough new sanctions against Russia. The punishments, it says, will be the toughest since the invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago tomorrow. President Biden meeting with Alexei Navalny's widow in California Thursday. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Almost four dozen employees at ABS Global are being laid off after the company announced it would be closing its Poinsett laboratory. On Monday, in a notice to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the company explained that 44 positions are affected. ABS Decora in Poinsett will remain open, but the Intelligen laboratory closure results in 36 layoffs. 8 Intelligen staff positions were also being cut at other Wisconsin facilities. This includes 1 position at the ABS DeForest office and 7 positions that are either remote or hybrid. The company stated that the employees will be terminated on April 19th. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy and quite a bit cooler today with a few off and on flurries or even a few snow showers possible. Our high 36 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 13. Tomorrow sunny 39. Then we bounce right back Sunday. Sunshine 50. We'll get to 60 by Monday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great start to your day. Happy Friday. Love being able to say that because, well, we know the minute that alarm goes off, we are just a few short hours away from another weekend, which happens to be our favorite part of each and every week. I'm Maddie Jones. Here is Phil Collins, the studio.
99.7 Max FM.
Lying beside you here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We say
open arms, there is Journey. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn, and happy Friday. Love being able to say that today.
In just a few hours, we'll be on weekend time.
That's right. That's right. Or at least a lot of us will be, because there's some of those folks out there that still have to pull weekend shifts. But our heart goes out to you, that's for sure. But thank you. Thank you for working on the weekend so the rest of us can enjoy a few days off. We do absolutely appreciate it. How are things going in your world? Anything new and exciting?
Pretty much run of the mill as usual. A few doctor's appointments yesterday, which kind of threw my entire schedule off, but you know, it happens. Other than that, pretty much the usual. How about you? You got any big plans for the weekend?
I think we might be going over to Madison. I'm not really sure yet. Dexter wants to see the Bob Marley movie that just came out on Valentine's Day. That's kind of his go-to movie right now, so he wants to check that out. He also wants to eat at his favorite restaurant, the Brazilian Grill. After all, we are still celebrating birth week, apparently, in our house. So I had no idea. So he sprung this on me yesterday, and of course, his dad is never one to turn down meat being brought to the table by the bucketfuls if that's what's going to happen. So we might be making our way over there and just kind of hanging out and having some fun in Madison. But everything's still up for debate at this point. So we'll see. It also depends on how tired my husband is by the time he gets through the rest of today and then, you know, actually comes home tonight and relaxes a little bit. It was a long week for him, a lot of traveling. And yeah. He was back at work yesterday. He was in the office by about 9 a.m. And I think I saw him roll in about 8:30 when he finally got home last night. So long week for him so far. So we'll see what he has in store. I'm guessing his plans might be just sitting in the recliner with the dog and watching some documentaries. But I think Dexter has
that.
Yeah, I know. But I think Dexter has other plans, unfortunately, for
so
his
now,
dad.
Is he a Bob Marley fan, a reggae fan, or does he just want to see the movie because he
a
just
little
wants
bit of everything?
See...
Okay. A little bit of yeah. all of it. He loves biopics. He's a lot like his dad in that respect, much to my demise. So he loves biopics, especially good ones about musicians. He loves a little reggae. He loves the message of Bob Marley and what his goals were to unite people. So I think it's a little bit of everything why he really wants to see this film. And so far, it's got pretty good reviews in the theaters. It was actually mm-hmm. the top movie last week. And I don't know if that's just based off of the fact that it's a really good film or there's not really much to see in the theaters right now because it's pretty slim pickings when you look at what's yeah. out there. I don't know if we're going to get any of those springtime blockbusters. It doesn't really look like there's a ton on the horizon. There looks like there's more stuff coming this summer, but nothing that I've been like, ooh, we have to go see that so far.
I think we're still feeling the after effects of the writer's strike and the actors.
A lot of things had to be moved around and a lot of press dates and release dates had to get pushed back. And there was a lot of editing that had to basically just stop. You know, it's all those little tweaks that make a movie mm-hmm. what they are. And when the writer's strike and the SAG strike started, they couldn't actually finish some of those films. Everything came to a complete halt. So, yeah, it's just it's kind of a bummer right now. And, yeah, I think you're right. The effects of it are definitely being felt. And there's nobody feeling it more than the actual theaters themselves, because boy, when you look at the numbers of like what these movies are bringing in right now, not great. It's not right. great is what yeah. it is. So yikes. And then I think it doesn't help too, right? Because there's so much stuff that's only in the theaters for like a week and then it goes straight to streaming. The brand new Color Purple, the musical that they did, that's already out on streaming platforms. If you want to check it out, you don't even have yeah. to go see it in the theater. You can see it at home now. So I don't think that's helping the actual box office numbers right now. We've talked about that. It made everything very complicated during COVID, not necessarily for us as viewers, but for the actual movie industry and some of these local theaters and all of that. It made things mm-hmm. very, very hard. So
what do you think? Do you think Barbie was probably the last real blockbuster?
Barbie and Oppenheimer, I think, yeah. were probably the last yeah. two. That
Oppenheimer's
really...
streaming now. I think
yes,
it's on Peacock.
You can get that multiple places now, which is actually kind of insane, considering they were so slow to roll that out to streaming platforms. Barbie as well. You can get that on multiple platforms now as well, but they were really slow to roll those two out, but that's because I think they were doing so well in the theaters. There wasn't really a need at the time, and people, I think, mm-hmm. at that point were hungry for something like a big blockbuster, like what we were seeing with Barbie and Oppenheimer, and I have a funny feeling by the time we get to whatever's going to be released this summer, I feel like we might be in the same boat. People are going to be so hungry for a really great movie because Madam Web, that was supposed to be one of the big ones. That certainly didn't do it for people. That's
seen
an awful
a lot of
reviews.
Good reviews for that one.
Yikes. Yikes. I don't know if that's even one you want to delve into.
Yeah.
And I've talked to a couple people who are total MCU fanatics and they went to see this one and they were like, no, that one could have been shelved. And this is where you're starting to lose some of those fanatics because we've talked about this. MCU has rolled out a whole lot of really awful stuff just to keep the franchise going. And that doesn't mean that it's quality work, though. Sometimes it just feels, I think, when you watch it a little rushed, like they're just trying to keep pumping it out just to keep those yeah. numbers up. And well, now they're flailing a little bit. And it's not great for the entire MCU, we'll put it like that.
They saturated the market. They just, you know, and they rushed movies into production. And mm-hmm. you can tell. You can tell when you see some of them.
It's not good. It's definitely not good. So yeah, Dexter is one of those people who loves films. He absolutely loves movies. He doesn't care what it is. If it looks interesting to him, he's going to persevere and sit through it, even if it ends up being not the greatest film that he's ever seen. He doesn't care. He will persevere and he will continue to watch it just because he's like, I dedicated my time to this. I'm going to come through and I'm going
He's all in.
He yeah. is. He absolutely is. So I wish he had that kind of persistence with everything else that he does in life, honestly. Yeah. But when it comes to films, he's got a lot of patience for that, which is why sometimes I get roped into watching stuff where I'm like, really? This is what you chose tonight? Okay. That's why I've seen Ryan Gosling in 900 films where he literally speaks like 50 words because Dexter's a Gosling fan and he doesn't have a lot of lines in many movies. Even when you look at Barbie, though, after I watched that, I was like, okay, he spoke a few more times than normal, sure. but it's not a ton. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I don't know how anybody gets that famous in Hollywood without actually having to speak, but
what's cool about Gosling, though, is he feels completely comfortable sharing the screen with female leads.
Yes,
he doesn't
absolutely.
Have a problem. It doesn't seem like he has some kind of ego thing
right.
where, you know, he's got to have top billing yep. or whatever. He seems completely comfortable just, you know, sharing the yeah. screen with, yeah, and I think that's cool.
And he's had some amazing leading ladies over the years mm-hmm. as well. I just think it's weird that he's gotten this famous without having to speak. I find it very, very odd. But again, I don't know much and I'm not, you know, a Hollywood executive. Except when you look like Ryan Gosling, do you really have to speak that much? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think you could get by with just standing on the screen and people pay to come see you. I think that's how it works. But what about you guys? Any big plans on the horizon for the weekend?
Not that I'm aware of. And I always say, as long as there are no plans for the weekend, we're doing good, you know? So, but that could change. Who knows?
Right? Oh, no, I understand that. Corey and I were just talking last night when he came home. I was like, we are so behind on so many things because we've had so many weekends where we haven't been home in the last, like, month. And I said, I feel like we just need to stay here. And he goes, what fun would that be? He goes, it's just kind of fun to watch you start panicking about this stuff and make lists that you know in your head are probably never going to get done or it's going to take months to actually get there. Because here's what I'm up against, right? Right? So not only are we just busy in general, as we normally are, this is nothing new, but then, of course, he's got a very busy schedule with his job. Now we're starting to encroach on storm season, though, a little bit. When storm season comes up, I mean, all bets are off. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. It doesn't matter what my plans were. It doesn't matter what we had planned as a family. If it's going to be a major storm day somewhere, we're just canceling everything, or I'm going to be on my own with the kids. This is how it used to be when they were little, and it has not changed in 18 years, really, honestly. So that's where we're kind of at right now. So I'm just kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop, and he's expecting a pretty big storm year this year, just based on the weather patterns and things we've seen in the past and with how things have already started this season so early. He's expecting a fairly big season. So we shall see.
I was taking a look at the forecast for next week, just checking it out a little earlier this morning, and it looks like a complete roller coaster all over.
It's going to be very
Monday.
Up and down.
Yeah. I mean, Monday looks like the warmest day, at least as far as I'm seeing, that we've seen in I don't know how many months, and then it drops back down, and then it goes back up.
Right. It's going to be absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. So if you were one of those people who was all excited and thinking you were going to put away the winter gear, I would keep it out because you're going to off and on need it. And I'm not saying winter gear as of right now, as far as like the snow boots and the shovels and things like that. Of course, we live in the upper Midwest, you know, until it's 90 degrees, 5 consecutive days in a row, you're probably not putting that stuff away. But like the winter coats, the gloves, all of that, if you were excited to be like, ooh, I'm going to pack this. No, because one day you're going to need it. The next day you're not going to. The next day you will need it. It's craziness.
What's seriously frustrating frustrating is that last big snowstorm that we got, where we got, I don't even know if you could call it a snowstorm, but we got snow, okay? We tried to use the snowblower. It didn't start, so we had it hauled away. It was fixed. It was something to do with the carburetor. Something had to be fixed, okay? So now we've had it fixed. We put like $200 into it, and have we seen any snow? No. Do we need the snowblower? No. It'll just be the same thing where, you know, we probably won't even use it this year.
Right.
And then we'll have to have a tune-up again next year, it's just in case.
Yeah. Right. It's kind of how those things go usually, right? Like when you're really prepared for something, that's when you don't actually need it.
Exactly.
Now, unfortunately or fortunately for us, depending on how you look at it, or for my husband, our snowblower has a flat tire. It has for quite a while. Now, we could definitely fix the snowblower for sure. Have we fixed the snowblower? No. He just chooses to find somebody to come over and plow out our driveway because he doesn't have time to do it anyway. And he's like, plus, if I'm not home, then I know that you're not sitting there stuck in a driveway somewhere and not able to get out. So he just had somebody come do it this year.
Well, at least it gets taken care of either way.
Right. It definitely does, because plus we have a really long driveway, and it's, as we've talked, it's all gravel. So you don't really want to take the snowblower out there and let it chew up on the gravel either, because that's not exactly good for its blade. So it's probably just best that we have somebody come do it. I will say this though. I am so glad that everything is melted, because our driveway is like it's my nemesis this time of year. It truly is. Because it's not paved, we can't scrape it all the way down, right? So you got to kind of leave a layer on it. Otherwise, you're just shoving dirt around when you're out there plowing. So they always scrape it down as far as they can. But here's what happened. So when it started getting nice, right, you get those days where everything melts and then at night it refreezes. So it becomes like a 3 inches of ice skating rink out there. It is absolutely treacherous and insane. And every time I go out, I look at Aspen and I'm like, if you pull me down, I swear to God, one of us is not coming back in, because it is it is that bad. And then once it melts completely, for days on end, we have nothing but a mud pit. It is just mud out there. So every time you walk outside, you come in, your pants are covered in mud, you got to wear your oldest shoes. Aspen, I'm like trying to like maneuver her around like the least muddy places so she's not walking in, you know, mud up to her little ankles and stuff. Oh, it's just ridiculous.
Now, is she good with heel?
She can be. She can be. If she's on her prong, she's much better. When she's on her regular collar, she looks at you like, yeah, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm going to go chase that bunny over there. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
So she will do it. She just is reluctant about it. And if she hears a squirrel, if she sees a bunny, if another dog walks by, a car goes by, all bets are off. Yeah, because she's distracted and now there's something to chase. So yes, she can do it. It's just whether or not she chooses to do it at that particular time.
Selective hearing. Yeah.
Exactly. Again, like a kid, right? How many of our kids have selective hearing? Probably trying to have a conversation with them in the car right now as you're taking them to school this morning. Taking a look at this forecast, Ben. Now, you mentioned it, very up and down over the next couple of days. Today, it's going to be cooler. We could actually see some flurries this afternoon, some clouds rolling in a little later on as well. 36 is all for a high today. Much cooler than what we saw the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of wearing a winter coat out yesterday to walk Aspen because it was morning and it was cool when I went out there. By the time we got home from our 3.5 miles, I was drenched. I was like, what in the world was I thinking? Stupid me. Down to 13 tonight, so it's going to be a little brisk out there. Then tomorrow, sunny with a high near 39. We rebound back into the 50s on Sunday, and then by Monday, you mentioned it, we're talking a high right around 60. And then, of course, it's going to drop back down for a couple of days, and then it'll get warm again, and then the clouds come, and then there's sun. I mean, this is pretty much what we're going to be doing all of next week.
It's schizophrenic.
Like it is. Well, this is what Mother Nature does to us. She gives us good things, and then she pulls them away.
Pulls
just
the rug
a little
right
bit
out. Yep.
That's right. She doesn't want us to get too complacent yet this time of year. Right now it is 32.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of February, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School FFA. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Compeer Financial, a long-standing partner with FFA at both local and state levels, is proud to recognize and celebrate Reedsburg FFA members during National FFA Week. Connect with your local Compeer Financial team by calling 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
729 right now. Thank you for joining us this morning. Happy Friday. Here is Queen.
Thank you.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:31 right now. And, you know, Finn, we're lucky enough to be able to do this little radio show from our home studios, right? And, you know, since COVID, there's a lot of people who have discovered that working from home is not so bad. But in an attempt to woo workers back into the office, you know, if it smelled like sandalwood wafting through the air, would that make you want to actually go back? I can honestly say no. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, but
it's all right. I don't know.
Not enough to get me back.
Exactly. Doing the show from the jammies at home every day is not a bad gig. So the Wall Street Journal says that some employers are actually now pumping fragrances into workspaces to improve their workers' moods. There isn't just one magic scent that's actually doing the trick for everybody. In fact, companies are paying to have custom blends created. You know, they're talking about reducing overhead at all these companies all the time, and now we're going out and creating custom oil blends so that the office smells nice for everybody.
Weird.
Interesting. Now, it's really the perfect opening, though, for an opportunistic firm to come in and help bosses curate some sort of personalized smell for their company or for that one employee who already won't stop talking about all the essential oils they use. But there's one company out there that uses one that incorporates 35 different ingredients, including Asian sambac jasmine, which is said to improve happiness and confidence, Indian sandalwood for alleviating anxiety, and Italian pine to fight fatigue. Now, here's the thing. If you're listening this morning, you have an office that you're in charge of, you can't just go out and start combining scents, okay? Because one expert says that you should know exactly what you're doing. For example, combining the scents of lavender and pumpkin pie have a dramatic sexual arousal effect, which really changes the office dynamic and then gets you in a whole heap of trouble with other stuff, right?
Yeah.
So we don't want to do that. Now, there have been plenty of studies that show that scents can have a positive effect on your brain, but there are some drawbacks as well, you know, like the aforementioned arousal that we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are really sensitive to smells, and even a pleasant scent can be very distracting and overbearing to them. Others could also be allergic to certain fragrances. The key is probably to use smells delicately and plenty of ventilation in the office space, which is why we've never done that at the station. We're in a basement. There's not a lot of ventilation down there. And, you know, there's nobody there most of the time anyway, except for sales and Corey, because we're doing our show from home.
Right. Wow.
Maybe some trips in the afternoon with people in and out of the studio.
Yeah.
But
This sounds like it could be a disaster. I mean,
right? If not done correctly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How are you going to know? I mean,
right?
And I know you share my pain as far as like candles being lit.
And
it's like the worst, right? Have you ever been to somebody's house? Like
sometimes
you go to people's houses and you're like, what is that smell? It's not that it necessarily smells bad.
It's just a strong, different
smell. Yeah.
Or it's overpowering.
Like, exactly.
I always think of those plug-in things that people get to make their house. Mm-hmm. And people with dogs will get those. I get it because, you know, you want to eliminate the puppy smell in the house. But is it really better? Is it really better to have that combined with the puppy smell or just have the puppy smell? Because honestly, it becomes so strong that it's a little nauseating to me. And it also gives me a headache after a certain period of time. Here's the other thing too with this. If you're doing this for your office staff, that's cool. Everybody wants a nice environment where it feels good, clean, there's good smells around. Nobody wants it to be stinky, right? I mean, nobody wants that. Talk to the guy three cubicles down for the stinky aspect, because
exactly.
Every office has
there's
one of those.
There's always one.
There's always
there?
One of those, right? But now you're starting to combine more exotic smells, right? So how do you know if you're going to have somebody who's allergic to it? You have no idea, you know, when you start doing this. So it's kind of an interesting phenomenon. But I love that offices, instead of really just improving maybe the conditions or better chairs
or
money or anything like that, they're like, I know how we're going to get people into the office. Let's make it smell good. Really? Really? That's what we're going with now.
Good luck with all that.
All right, you lower that overhead, because we know that's a big, you know, that's thrown around in offices all the time, lowering the overhead.
Yep.
You lower the overhead by having a scentologist come in, when you could actually maybe just, you know, use that money to pay your employees or give them some better conditions in the office or something that's actually meaningful other than an awful scent pumping through your ventilation system.
Just saying. Yep.
This is why I've never been in charge of anything. I would lose us money.
let's pretend we're not crazy for a moment.
Okay.
Is there
all right.
a special scent that would lure you back into
no.
Like bacon, the smell of bacon. That's pretty good, right?
No, that would just make me hungry throughout the whole day if it was the smell of bacon. Honestly, I can say that there's not one scent. There's a lot of scents that really, really are wonderful. They smell amazing. You know, homemade chocolate chip cookies. Today is National Banana Bread Day. Fresh banana bread right out of the oven. Last night I made a crock pot monkey bread with apples in it, and it was just amazing, I was told by Corey and Dexter. The scent of that cooking was absolutely delicious smelling. Is it one that I want to smell all day while I'm working or in an office? No, I can appreciate them when I have them, but it's not one that I would want to smell all day long. Because then don't you think, then it's not special anymore either, right? Then you become a little immune to those things where it's like everything else that you're overexposed to in life. Because then you're kind of like, oh, it's just cookies baking. Well, that's supposed to be a really exciting thing. That's supposed to conjure up good memories. And if I'm smelling those types of things all day, that's not going to be as fun when I actually have the scent in the house or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not one who gets that excited about smells. Now, I will say that sometimes when I smell certain things, just like anybody else, you start thinking back to a memory, or it triggers something that you remember from your childhood or when you were in your younger days. But I can honestly say that it wouldn't draw me back to the office. I mean, it's not going to be the one thing that I would rather go, that I would go back for. I don't know.
Now,
maybe I'm crazy that way.
If you're near a restaurant and you smell amazing cooking, maybe that's what they should do. Just have a kitchen and then have somebody cooking, like an amazing chef, just cooking up stuff.
Right.
That might possibly do it.
It could do it, but then you got to make sure somebody's there to clean it up, because we all know
that's
what happens
true.
In those office kitchens. We've seen it all before.
Don't use the microwave.
That's right. At some point, you have an experiment growing in the refrigerator that you never meant to have, and nobody will claim it. Nobody will say that it's theirs. We've all been there. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at this forecast, Finn. It is going to be much cooler today. We're talking about 20 degrees cooler, in fact, with a high only around 36. We're going to be very up and down for the next couple of days. Sean Cable's going to tell us more about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM. Good
morning and welcome to Gamm Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Next week on Thursday is our February farm consignment auction ending at 9 a.m. This auction will feature farm machinery as well as construction equipment, vehicles, trailers, tools, and much more. There's a preview at our auction facility on Wednesday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Also coming up in the near future on March 5th, we have a 231-acre real estate auction. It's located near Plain. It's a farm to be sold in four parcels, including buildings on 35 acres, as well as some good agricultural land. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Also be a live auction for this property at our auction facility on March 5th. On March 7th is a Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni and Honey Creek Snowmobile Club consignment auction. You can view that auction on our website as well. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be sure to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. State wrestling got underway yesterday, taking a look at some of the results for the area athletes. Trayton Curtin from Reedsburg at 113 won his first match by decision 5-1, then fell in his second. He'll be competing again today around 10 a.m. His teammate Cade Parrish had his season come to an end with a loss in his first matchup. Yeah, he lost two losses as well, so his season is over. Baraboo's Peyton Oberg won in his first matchup. He then fell in his second. He'll be competing again today, also around 10 a.m. Colton Harrits from Reedsburg lost in his first matchup, but the guy who beat him went on to win, so Harrits will be also in the wrestle back today at 10 a.m. Baraboo's Talon Pickler had his season come to an end, lost in his first matchup, and then that guy went on to lose as well. Braylon Owen of Baraboo got a pin in his first matchup. He would then fall in his second. He also will have a matchup today in that 10 a.m. group. Reedsburg's Jesus Gonzalez got a pair of victories, and with that, he'll be moving on to compete tonight at 7 p.m., and with the win there, we'll have an opportunity to punch his ticket to the state championship match. All the details and results from wrestling from yesterday you can find at WIAWI.org. It'll take you to Track Wrestling. Congratulations to all the athletes still competing and those who had their fantastic state-run seasons come to an end. Girls basketball tournament continues tonight. Division 2, Sectional 3, it's number 4 Reedsburg hosting number 5 Sauk Prairie. Winner of that matchup will meet the winner between West Salem and La Crosse Logan. La Crosse Central and DeForest will play tonight. 6 seed Central heads to Defoe, and whoever comes out victorious there will meet the winner between Onalaska and Sparta, also playing this evening. Other side of that bracket, it's McFarland and Mount Horeb, 1 versus 9. Milton will be heading to number 3 Elkhorn, and number 7 Stoughton is at Winona Grove this evening. That's all for Division 2 in Sectional 3. Division 3, Sectional 1, you've got Wisconsin Dells tonight, the 4 seed, hosting Arcadia, the 5. Adams Friendship and Elk Mound meeting on the other side of that matchup. That's the 9 seed heading to number 1 Elk Mound. And winner of that one will await the winner between number 2 Aquinas and number 7 Viroqua. Also in D3 tonight, Columbus, the 6th seed, is going to be at Lake County Lutheran. Edgewood will host Bigfoot. Prairie du Chien and Dodgeville on the other side of that bracket. And in D4 tonight, Poinette, the 4th seed, is going to be hosting St. Mary Springs. Number 6, Partyville, after their win against Montello, is going to be heading to Random Lake this evening. All the details and bracket can be found for the girls' basketball tournament also at WIAWI.org. Best of luck to the girls competing this evening. Bucks back on the court tonight. It's going to be a late one as the team is in Minnesota to face the Timberwolves, but it won't tip off until 9 o'clock. It's going to be an ESPN game this evening. Badger men have the weekend off. They'll return to the hardwood on Tuesday when they head to Indiana. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy and quite a bit cooler today with a few off and on flurries or even a few snow showers possible. Our high 36 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 13. Tomorrow sunny 39. Then we bounce right back Sunday. Sunshine 50. We'll get to 60 by Monday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
99.7.
7:44 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or over the weekend, or maybe know somebody who is, you still have time to text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. It's the Pointer Sisters now with I'm So Excited on 99.7 Max FM. Hey, happy Friday!
Just
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. That is a good one this morning, Finn. That should get you up and going on a Friday, right? Mm-hmm. I love it. 7:47 right now on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. And it is time for birthdays and, of course, maybe an anniversary or two. Now, let me tell you, I went through this list with a fine-tooth comb, and I took out about half the names, but we're still going to be here for a little bit. I don't know who's pumping.
This is the weekend list.
This is the weekend list. That's right. List, yeah. I don't know who's pumping lavender and pumpkin pie scents into the air in June, but they got to stop because this list is insane. It is absolutely insane. But if you are celebrating today or know somebody who is, because this is way more important than all the celebrity names, we want to know if you're celebrating. So you can text us at 355-9970. That is the number for the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. Let's just jump in here, all right? Because this is going to take us a while. Dakota Fanning, Sarah Howard on The Alienist. She was also Cherry Curry on The Runaways, Jane in the Twilight movie. She was also in I Am Sam, Uptown Girls, War of the Worlds, and Charlotte's Web. She is now celebrating her 30th birthday today. Little Dakota Fanning is 30 years old. That's how old we are.
She has built up quite the resume in those 30 years. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. She started so young. I remember watching her in Charlotte's Web because even though I was an adult, I was very excited when they did an adaptation for the screen of the book because it was always one of my favorites.
Yeah.
O'Shea Jackson Jr., Ice Cube's son, who actually played him in the movie Straight Outta Compton. He's also in Cocaine Bear and 50 Cent's heist movie Den of Thieves. Yeah, I have no idea what that is either. He is celebrating his 33rd birthday today. Jameela Jamil, who played Tahini on The Good Place, still one of my favorite shows. She is 38 years old today. Emily Blunt is celebrating this weekend as well. Oppenheimer and The Rock's co-star in the Jungle Cruise movie. You could have probably left that one off the resume. You might have also loved her in Into the Woods, Mary Poppins Returns, The Adjustment Bureau, The Devil Wears Prada, and Killing Tom Cruise over and over again in Edge of Tomorrow. 41 for her this weekend. I love her. I think she's super talented.
Married to John Krasinski, right?
Yes. They're like a Hollywood power couple. There's been rumors that they're like on the fringes, though, and all of that kind of stuff, but yet we keep seeing them together. Mm-hmm. I wish some of those tabloids had better things to do with their time. Aziz Ansari, love him. Dev on Master of None. He's also Tom on Parks and Recreation, and he's kind of a lightning rod for Bad Date Horror Stories. 41 for him this weekend as well. I keep saying today, thinking that it's just today's list, but that would be right. Insane if I was looking at this and all these people were born just today. Josh Gad, who's Olaf, the snowman in Frozen. Oh, I love that. He was also in the Beauty and the Beast remake. He was also Ludlow in Pixels, and he played Steve Wozniak opposite Ashton Kutcher in Jobs. 43 for him this weekend. Floyd Mayweather Jr., arguably the best pound-for-pound boxer in the world, and if you want to know, you just have to ask him. He'll tell you. He is celebrating his 47th birthday this weekend. Kelly MacDonald is also celebrating. She is 48 years old. She played Margaret the Widow Schroeder on Boardwalk Empire. More importantly for Harry Potter fans, she was Helena Ravenclaw in The Deathly Hallows, and she was also Merida, the Scottish princess in Disney's Brave. Rashida Jones, also 48 years old this weekend, from Parks and Rec, The Office, and Angie Tribeca. Of course, she is the daughter of legendary music producer Quincy Jones and the Mod Squad star Peggy Lipton. Comedian Chelsea Handler also celebrating a birthday this weekend. She is 49 years old. Justin Jeffrey from 98 Degrees. He was JJ, if you were a fan of their two songs. He actually ran for mayor of Cincinnati back in 2005. Unfortunately, he lost with 708 votes. That was all he received. I don't
Who
know
did he go up against?
I don't know. Was that the Jerry Springer one? Was that the Jerry Springer election?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember when he was mayor. Anyway, Justin Jeffrey, 51 years old this weekend. Sean Astin is also celebrating. He's 53 years old. Now, kids today are probably going to know him best as Bob on Stranger Things. If you're as old as we are, though, Finn, you're going to remember him as Mikey in The Goonies and also Notre Dame's Rudy in the movie Rudy. Cody.
Exactly.
Those were I love Sean Astin. So talented, uh-huh. right? Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, he was also in Lord of the Rings. So some fans of that franchise, whatever you want to call it. I was going to say trilogy, but then I was like, haven't there been like 34 Lord of the Rings movies? So that's not going to work. Niecy Nash, Deputy Renisha Williams on Reno 911. She's also Denise on Scream Queens. She is 54 this weekend. I'm a fan of Niecy Nash to a certain degree. I think she's really funny on Reno 911. Never saw her in Scream Queens, but then she tried to host like a singing competition show. It didn't do it for me. It felt too scripted. Felt like she was out of her element. I didn't really love her on it, but I like Niecy Nash when, you know, she's actually on a screen trying to be funny. I think she is talented.
Came out of reality TV, right?
Yes, I believe so. I can't remember where we got Niecy Nash from, okay. I'll be a fan. I'll be a little fan of Niecy Nash.
Okay.
Mark Price, Skippy on Family Ties. Oh, I always thought he was great comedic relief. He is celebrating his 56th birthday this weekend. Billy Zane, who was that big jerk in a Titanic, he's 58 years old. He actually shaves his head in real life and is actually bald, but throughout the entire movie, they made him wear a wig, which is kind of weird. Tia Leone, who was Elizabeth McCord on Madam Secretary. She's the real-life ex-wife of David Duchovny. She is 58 this weekend. Also 58 is Alexis Denisov. He was actually Wesley. I probably just totally botched his name, but he was a Wesley on Buffy and Angel. He's actually been married to actress Allegan Hannigan from Buffy and How I Met Your Mother since 2003. They have some adorable children together as well. Yeah. Cool. Nancy O'Dell from Entertainment Tonight is also celebrating her 58th birthday this weekend. Carrot Top, of course, we know him as being a prop comedian. He is 59. Kristen Davis, who your wife will know best, is Charlotte from Sex and the City. She is 59 years old this weekend as well. Oh, this is a good one on the list. Tom Baudet. Love this. The Motel 6 spokesperson, spokes legend, I guess, at this point. He is 69 years old. Emilia Rivera, who played Marcus Alvarez, leader of the Mayans Motorcycle Club on Sons of Anarchy and its spinoff, Mayans MC, is 63 years old. Howard Jones, 80 singer. What is love? Life in one day. Things can only get better. No one is to blame. Those were some of his big hits. He's 69. We might have to pull out some Howard Jones here.
Let's
this morning.
Do it. I saw him recently on one of those Daryl's House?
Live with Daryl. Live at Daryl's House. Yeah.
It was pretty cool. But it was very different because Howard Jones is British.
Yes.
And, you know, Daryl Hall, obviously not British.
Right.
Okay. It seemed like a little bit of a culture shock when they were sitting around having their meal, you know.
Sometimes that happens. And sometimes, as cool as Daryl Hall is, when you listen to him speak with some of the other artists, even when they're really young, and he's quite a bit older than Howard Jones too at this point, right? Because Daryl's he's in his like mid-70s.
He might be a little older.
So he's a little older than Howard Jones. Sometimes you really realize that Daryl Hall is actually his age, right? Even as cool as he is, when you watch him sometimes you're like, oh no, you could actually be a grandpa with that statement right there. Yep, that checks. Brad Whitford, who is Aerosmith's rhythm guitarist, is celebrating his 72nd birthday this weekend. Patricia Richardson, best known as being Tim Allen's wife Jill on Home Improvement, so funny on that show. She is 73 years old. Ed Too Tall Jones, who is the 6'9 Dallas Cowboys legend, is also 73 years old this weekend. Deborah Jo Rupp is also 73. We know her best as Kitty Foreman, the mom on that 70s show. Now, I haven't seen it yet. Now that I have Netflix, at least for a month, I might have to check out that 90s show. Did she make an appearance in there? I thought she was supposed to make appearances.
I'm out of the loop. I haven't watched that, so I'm not sure. But
I would think she would be included. So. Like, she'd be grandma, right? Because Donna and Eric inevitably ended up together on that 70s show. So I'm going to have to check that out. That might be on something I do later today when I get all my chores done. This is how I treat myself. I, like, hold something back that I can watch. It's very, very sad. Ric Flair, wrestling legend. Of course, he was the Nature Boy. He is 75 this weekend. Oh, I'm so glad we don't have this in the library. Rupert Holmes, Escape, the Pina Colada song singer. Yes, 77 for him. He's still Still going strong with the Pina Colada song. Thank you or not for that. That wonderful.
Have you ever paid attention to the lyrics
it's
to
horrible.
That song?
It's horrible.
It's really awful.
It's awful. I don't know if he was drinking too many Pina Coladas when
Probably.
He wrote that one or what happened, but somebody encouraged him to make it into a song, and it was not the best move. Edward James Olmos, who is the first American-born Latino ever to get an Academy Award nomination for Stand and Deliver, such a classic movie.
Great actor.
He's so brilliant. He lost to Dustin Hoffman for Rain Man. I mean, if that's your competition, though, from way back in the day, hello.
True.
He was also Commander Adama in the Battlestar Galactica remake and Lieutenant Castillo on Miami Vice. He's 77 this weekend. Barry Bostwick, who was the mayor on Spin City. Of course, Reefer Smoking Uncles might also remember him as Brad Majors in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. He is celebrating his 79th birthday this weekend. My goodness. Paul Jones from Man from Man, you remember from the 1960s, Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Doo. That was the song Bill Murray immortalized in Stripes. Anyway, Paul Jones, 82 years old this weekend. Ma Ingalls is celebrating a birthday as well. Actress Karen Grassel is 82 years old. Technically still, you know, she could be somebody's grandma, maybe great grandma by this point. Such a classic character, though, on Little House on the Prairie. She was one of my favorites. I always wanted Ma Ingalls because she always made everything seem better. But then at the same time, she teach you lessons, right? Like work ethic and all of that kind of stuff. I thought
they
she was
seemed
awesome.
Like a good pair on that.
They did.
That Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
That Ma and Pa, they just seemed to handle everything just right. Just
absolutely,
right.
And they were just good people all the way around, right? Sally Jesse Raphael, we remember her and her bright red glasses. That's right. She is 89 years old this weekend. And then we end with Dominic Chinese, who was Junior Soprano, Tony's uncle on The Sopranos. He's also Johnny in The Godfather Part II, 93 years old for him this weekend. Amazing. My goodness. All right, so that was a big celebrity list, right? But we still have some locals we got to get to this morning. Kay Hobler is celebrating. So, Kay, very, very happy birthday to you. This is a group of ladies to start out. Dottie Clark is also celebrating a birthday, along with Diana Betcher. And Marianne Burve is also celebrating. So, ladies, you have a wonderful day. And then we also have a very special birthday to Steve Berlin from Reedsburg. Now, he is celebrating today, and according to the text that we got over on the text line, if you see him out delivering his mail today, make sure you send him some very, very good wishes. Thank you for being so good at your job too, Steve. I mean, we appreciate those mail carriers, right? They're out there in